Mm-hmm. They have a big crane. Oh, the crane. It has a huge, huge crane with a gigantic flag, and that thing's just blowing in the breeze.
Oh, man. Yeah, Goodyear Metro Park. Get out there and see it. We don't get a chance. We get a chance.
Oh, I'll have to just get a picture of that. I'll take a picture and send it to you email.
Tom at WNIR Talk. That'd be awesome for you to do that.
Okay. I've got my digital camera with me.
Thanks.
Okay. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we continue on here. WNIR, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
How you doing, Tom?
Good, man.
Hey, listen, you know, a lot of the things I've been hearing tonight really frighten me a lot more than the Al-Qaeda.
And what is that?
I hear sheep reacting to a shot from the right. They run to the left. And then they hear a shot from the left, and they run to the right. Then they hear a shot from behind, and they run over the cliff. They're reactionary. They're not... They listen to the things on television and they just react to it, and that's not a sane way to live your life.
And what are you referring to specifically?
I'm referring to people's reaction to the 9/11 movie. It's a movie. It's entertainment. It's designed specifically to sell advertising to the people.
You need to back up on that one point. It was commercial free.
Yes, it was, but it was also funded. Now, listen, think about it.
It was commercial free. It was paid for by
9/11 was a horrendous thing that happened to us. But the way people don't want to have to react to devastating things in their lives, and I hear these people talking and reacting. Not taking a proactive stance to their lives, taking charge, taking control. You know, if you think about the movie Independence Day, we were in that movie, the United States was attacked or the world was attacked by aliens. Well, we're being attacked by aliens today, but it's a level of degree. They're not coming in with large, sophisticated spaceships and zapping massive quantities of people. They're coming in and taking us piecemeal. I suggest that the United States go to every American and ask them to re-pledge their allegiance to this country. And once they do, they get a certain identification card. And if they don't, they get escorted out of the country.
The re-allegiance? Is that what you said?
Yes.
What would that be?
Go to have them go out as they do during election time, and have people repledge their allegiance to this country, and anybody that won't or anybody that resists, get them out of here.
What would that be? Some sort of public service? Some sort of service to your country?
Yes, exactly. Don't you think that so many people in this country live here? Feed off of this country, but don't have an allegiance to this country.
Hmm.
And they could be issued a card or whatever. Some kind of identification that says, yes, they pledge allegiance to the United States of America. And they will hold fast and defend this country. And if they have any question about that, or they choose not to, then they can be escorted out of this country.
But when you're born
maybe like a federal ID.
Well, I thought an actual birthright did that in this country.
Well, we think that, but we don't see that. I mean, don't forget, the enemy has infiltrated our country. And we don't know who they are. They're a faceless, nameless people. We don't know who they are. We don't know what their allegiance is. If we would go to the American people and say, come here and pledge your allegiance, matter-of-factly, give your name and your identification and pledge your allegiance to this country. And if you won't choose to do that, then you get out of here.
All right. I thank you for that. That's an interesting thought.
I mean, any good American will do that voluntarily, no problem. But we've lost control of our population. And we are infiltrated with people from other places that do not have our best interest at heart.
All right. Well, thank you for the call tonight.
All right.
Have a good night. We'll ponder those thoughts while we do this.